part is that when I was on the cover of Men's Health magazine, I think I was probably at my worst relationship with my body and the worst relationship with food.
Wow.
And
do you feel insecure while being on the cover of Men's Health?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Which is wild,
right? For sure,
right?
Yeah. And like being, you know, so I'm transgender, so I'm born female, right? And so I have to really, I related to you when you were like, you know, being a gay man, you have to do this. Like, for me, when I transitioned into male, it was like, okay, I'm going to start working out because if I go into a bar and this guy over here doesn't like my choices, if he sees that I'm muscular, maybe he'll think twice about coming at me.
Safety. Right.
You know what I mean? Pure safety.
Yeah.
I get chills because it was so true. You know, this was back in 2009. You didn't have Liver and Cox. You didn't have anybody out there, you know, advertising really their identity. And so, like, you know, now I've got this guy a foot taller than me, 100 pounds bigger than me, and I've got to size myself up to him. You know what I mean? And so having a perfect body, and like you said, I find myself criticizing how good of a man I am all the time because it's like, well, I've got to be perfect because if I'm not perfect, then someone's going to point at it and be like, well, that's your, that's why you're not a man.
Well, that's your, that's why you're not a man. Well,
that's why
Yeah.
Dick. What a dickhead. Yo. Right when I put the... Lucky it works.
Find me a better start than that.
That's great. That's great.
I hope every headphone user just lost all of their hearing because of Vox, and you can blame them in the comments below because that's all them.
That's great.
Damn. I feel tricked. You know autism takes that shit seriously and literally, so if you tell me, like, let's see, I'm going to show you, and not...
I know.
Why? I just had to show off that you're not hiding in your wardrobe anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. We ain't hiding in that shit no more. Nah, we flaunting
I like how we both, like, we really went for, like, the same kind of cut, a little something over it.
Here's the thing. Lips. I don't know if you saw before, but I had a black... like high neck, like even higher neck than this on. Like we were matching. I was like, hold on, let me go like at least switch up the color. Yeah. Since the vibes are vibing, I don't wanna discard the vibes. Honestly, I should have just left the shirt on.
You should have just left it. It's like a beautiful little thing from the universe.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hate those on this podcast. We hate universal signs and messages.
Yeah.
See how your voice had the inflection for the sarcasm?
For the sarcasm? I'm dead.
Didn't have that last time.
Here's the thing. It was the same inflection.
It literally wasn't. Mind you, we just recently acquired Castle Rock, so we know nothing about it. So I'm over here like, ooh, data.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up. I'm not
going to lie. All right, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Vulnerabilities with Devin Vox. This podcast is about exposing yourself to new levels of vulnerability to enhance the communication you have with yourself and your loved ones. I'm your host, Devin Vox, and these are my co-hosts, Wix and Say. Today, we're going to be talking about the many damaging perceptions of toxic masculinity. So, opening the episode with that video is a pretty good one. And I kind of want to start it off just by talking about how I just found it like pretty interesting how this person who was like, yeah, I'm on the face of this men's magazine and I got the cover, which is like, you know, a feat. It's not easy to just get the cover of a magazine. And like they had like basically no positive things to say about it immediately after. That hurt my soul.
Yeah.
It's like they went immediately from, you know, I feel confident in myself enough to put my story out there and be vulnerable with the world. And then they're immediately met with, okay, yeah. And men go right to, you know, pissing competitions and like loudness wars and, you know, other things like that. And it's like, I don't know. I just kind of wish that like we had a better representation. You know what I'm saying? And that's definitely like straight white man type shit, you know, definitely cishet type shit for the most part. But
yeah.
So, okay. I feel like when it comes to populations of people, I don't think black men really are pushed really hard into hyper masculinity and then not checked for it. Like if you step out of line, like your mom, whatever mother figure you had, is right there and she's like, oh no, we don't handle that, we don't do that in this
right away. Yeah,
immediately. Yeah, you don't even see it coming
sometimes.
Yeah, you don't have to look that hard to find it. Go to any elementary school. Any elementary school, for sure. And you'll find it. So it's like, it just kind of seems like it's the ones that are unchecked that end up with that mentality the most. Where they're like, oh, hey, I'm just going to, you know, compare myself to the next person, not knowing that comparison is the thief of all joy. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're saying that is like a side effect of being like a straight white man where you don't get checked very often. That makes sense
for sure. For sure,
for anyone for that matter who just doesn't get checked.
Because
I mean that's common in minorities. That's common because it even if it's not your mama, it's gonna be anybody. Somebody's gonna check your ass.
Somebody.
But when you go like majority of your life never being checked, you get this like God complex, like nobody can touch you.
Yeah,
what the fuck is that about?
This video made me think of another video I saw where it was a trans man and they were like 4 or 5 years into their transition. You know, they were passing, I think is the term that you use. And they were kind of like, I think it was in the midst of COVID and they were like, I am the loneliest I've ever been. Like nobody checks on me. Nobody texts me to see if I'm okay. Nobody like, they specifically brought up like bathroom situations and public bathrooms for like for femme bathrooms. And like, there's just no community. There's no like interconnectedness. And they're like, and that's the thing like I miss about being a woman was that people seem to actually care about me.
Right.
And then, and it ties into this perspective of like, this person's
I
like,
remember that.
Okay. Yeah. This person's like, you know, I'm scared of other men, not accept like that's
not accepting, like, yeah,
not accepting me and like have to physically make myself more imposing to ward off men in a completely different way than like than they probably did as a femme of some sort, you know?
Yeah.
After that came out, they started like doing polls, asking trans men how do they feel after transitioning, and a lot of them said it's depressing, and they didn't know what they were getting themselves into, and they still very much feel that. But there's no community for men, and it made them realize it's not just trans men, but just men. There's very little community for men. And usually your community are like your guy friends that you've had since you were younger. And so if you are coming into it, you have no one.
Yeah. And that's and kind of so why this hard. Like, yeah, that's why this video hits so hard, because it's like, immediately, once you have something where you're proud of, you jump into the full population of men and you realize how few people actually have a mentality that's built around grounding and built around, you know, connecting with your emotions and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe it's just a hunch, but I kind of think that women or feminine presenting people kind of grasp positivity in a better way than men or masculine people, because with y'all it's like, okay, let's uplift each other for the most part. It's like, okay, yeah, go girl, like that dress is fire, your makeup is fire, like that. Yeah, with men it's not really built up like that. Like positive experiences, they don't happen as often, and since they don't happen as often, it's like, okay, cool, whatever positive experience is happening, I know there's some negative stuff coming just on the other side of it. And then if you're vulnerable enough to be like, okay, I'm gonna put my story out in front of the world, you know what I'm saying, which is what a magazine cover is, it's almost like, you know, for a fact with internet culture, they're gonna call you out and basically say you're not a man, you're not masculine,
We were talking the other day, and I can definitely see like how hard this video definitely hits you, and like kind of this understanding, this perspective change of like, oh, it's not just natural born, cis born men, it's just men. Like Say was saying a second ago, where like there just is no community for men, regardless of if you're queer, regardless of if you're, you know, whatever. I see how that hard that's hitting you. And we were talking about how it's easy to feel like patriarchy benefited men to some degree, or masculine people to some degree, mm-hmm. when an imbalance like that, because obviously women were more oppressed, you know, in that kind of setup, and have been for thousands of years, and we're not taking anything away from that. But to on the flip side of any imbalance, like, men were also really screwed. And we were talking the other day, and I was like, I am sorry that your emotions and your emotional being was like stripped away from you. Like, those are yours and they matter. Mm-hmm. And like, it's not fair that that happened. It's not fair that you've been painted into this caricature that can't feel or doesn't feel deeply.
For real, because we compartmentalize that and we absorb it. And then we end up in relationships and we're like, oh no, we don't have to voice our opinion. Our opinion is too harsh. And I don't want to, you know, protect myself. Yeah. And it's like, man, the video we're going to talk about next week. Ugh, literally.
That was intense. But I have a point, because it is, the men lack community, but gays mm-hmm. that are femme presenting, they maintain a community within themselves. So then it really does just come down to that toxic masculinity. And if any man or masculine presenting person, I saw another video that totally relates and I was like, I'm not gonna send it. To the point of, a lot of misogynistic men are toxic masculinity, that the patriarchy was not made to embrace men. It was mm-hmm. to embrace the rich. Because mm-hmm. when you bring in the patriarchy, you lower the power of the women, you right. strip them, but also you manipulate the men into thinking that their role is purely to provide money. Mm-hmm. The role of the masculine is to provide in whatever is best suited for your spirit, whatever is tied to you. So if you are a teacher, then you are supposed to be, you know, providing knowledge. If you are a spiritualist, then you should be, you know, you are a shaman, you know, that kind of thing. So that they manipulated men into thinking you are a provider. You must provide financially. Nothing else matters. You are a slave. You're a free slave, but you're a slave. And now this slavery doesn't only pertain to people of color. It pertains to everyone who isn't of the higher aspect. And so it breaks the bonding connection between the divine mask and femme.
It's perfect, severs it. I hate it.
Severs it.
And I hate it because it literally goes and places this like bomb or this grenade where you're like, also, and on top of this thinking, if anybody in your group starts to connect with their emotions, you need to ostracize them. Mm-hmm. You can't hang out with them when they're connected with their emotions. That's going to make you connected to your emotions. And if you're like, connected to your emotions, then like, are you really a man? Then it's like, bro, wait, it's too perfect because it's actually working, and it's destabilizing people's emotions. It's taking people out of situations that actually would benefit them, and they're going, oh, that's too different for me. No, I don't want that.
It's against the norm. It's against everything you ever taught.
Against the programming.
Yeah.
You know what really blows my mind?
What really grinds my gears?
You want to know what grinds my gears? All right. This works so well that someone, a trans man, stepping into this new plane and this new world is affected by it immediately. It works so well.
Exactly.
To the point where they can no longer even enjoy a fucking huge ass win as the cover of Men's Health as a trans person. And you know what? It takes them halfway into this video for them to like start congratulating and saying, wow, that's such a feat. And then they lightly congratulate and then go back to, but doesn't it fucking suck?
It's like, you know, award winning, blah, 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 blah.
You lose your title.
You lose your title, and like, it's so sad that the accomplishment is just a flashlight on how broken things are, instead of like, hey, you did it. Like, that's
exactly so sad. Like, it's literally the exact behavior that Men's Health is trying to address. Hey, we should talk about,
oh my god, that's true too.
We should talk about some of the things that masculine people actually go through, you know what I'm saying? And then seconds later they're like, let's just completely disregard this beautiful human. Let's just completely disregard their story. Let's just start sizing them up, actually. Look at their muscles. I think I could take them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, chill, dog. Like, relax, you know? Reason why I said that, it's a direct quote from the actual video. He goes, a foot taller and 100 pounds bigger than me, which is a classic perspective when you are in fight or flight mode. Like, when you are looking at someone and you're perceiving what level of a threat they are, you're not thinking about, how can I connect with this person? You're not thinking about, how can I be there for this person if shit hits the fan? Or if I was in a room with this person, how could I connect with this person? There was nobody else there. Like, the fact that people don't think about these thoughts, you know, and just practice them on the daily basis, it's telling.
You have experience in this realm. Why is that? What is the male perspective?
It's not being able to tap out of prehistoric, I need to protect and I need to service and I need to be here for, you know, X and be here for Y. And if I don't fit the role of all of this, then I need to really address if I'm being a strong enough man or not. And I'm not going to say that Christianity has a little bit to play with it too, but it does, because it's all about protecting your family, you know? And people take it as in, oh, okay, we need to get security cameras. We need to put security cameras around every bit of the house, even though we live in a safe city where no crime happens. We need to have guns, ample guns in the basement, so that if anything happens, if somebody comes to my front lawn, you know what I'm saying? I can bring it, which, like, that doesn't happen very often. It doesn't. It doesn't. It can't. Why? Why can't it not? Because the cops in the city will literally look around and be like, oh, you're not supposed to be here. They'll pay extra attention to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're protected already systematically. So the need to overprotect yourself and go, okay, I need to go extra hard. I need to be an overachiever at this. I'm going to look at anybody different and I'm going to look at their masculine build and I'm going to go, okay, I could take them if things need to happen. That mentality is just wrong. And people don't get checked enough on, hey, you're a little combative, my dude. Maybe you need to chill.
Come on. Take a pill.
Like, maybe you need to, I don't know, like, connect with your emotions more and examine why you need to be combative in the first place. You know, examine why you feel the need to put so many aggressive stickers on the back of your pickup truck. Like, it matters.
Oh,
I think
I'm going to get kicked out of Colorado, white.
You said white, is that right? That's right.
Meet Skylar. This is, I was sitting here like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, oh, Sky is just out. Okay. All right. Good. I applaud you. Let's keep going.
I mean, right? Like, come on. Like, who's going?
I always thought that the size up was back to, it's the animalistic mindset of only the best survive. And so it's like, I have to be the biggest, strongest guy in the room. So I need to know, I need to size up each person, not out of like fear, but more out of
respect,
more out of the last one alive kind of thing. Like, not like I'm fearing you because you might hurt me, more of like man on the mountain, top of the rock, you know?
Yeah.
But everyone's trying to be him and they're not realizing the fault in that. That's what I always thought it was.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's actually super interesting. You're right. That leaves no room for community building if you're all competing with each other silently or right. For one spot, like every person is competing for one spot. There's no room for community in that. And like you said,
plus Eminem already got the spot. Why are we fighting over it?
You out.
I'm dead. I am dead. Wow. It's fine.
You made the cancer say it's fine.
It's fine.
That's great.
This is a very heavy topic, and like we can't even get to like our normal kind of like banter and silly jokes because it just, you like, this video sucks.
it's difficult.
Why? It's less humor and it's more seriousness. Yeah.
No, I mean the video that we started the episode with, it just sucks. Like, it's just
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, though. It's like, We Are Man Enough podcast, like, the fact that they had this person on, they were trying to have the conversation, that doesn't suck. You know what I'm saying?
No, just
the
fact
that this person immediately went, yo, I was on the cover of this magazine, fam. What was you talking about, you know, days later? Oh, I was being sized up by homies at the gym. I was back to normal. Like, God damn it, bro. So
it wasn't what I expected it to be, because, again, I expected it to be a moment of praise. And it was discussing trauma, which I mean, is that how they got?
I feel like that podcast is really good at going like a lot deeper, more on the negative side and the positive side of like all things that encompass like men's health and men's trauma and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they definitely got a little bit more into it, I would say. But yeah, it does suck, you know, that like quote from the actual video. Dude goes, if I go to the bar and work out to become more muscular, chances are someone who doesn't like my choices will see my physical presence and not step to me. Why we gotta go to that point in the first place? Why are we just a second or two away from, okay, how can I defend myself if I gotta bring out this gun and go to the grocery store? It makes sense why where competition thrives, emotions don't.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it makes sense why women and feminine presenting people can maintain friendships for years that have cuddling, deep trauma talks, you know what I'm saying? Affection, calling each other out on their shit, you know, actually being there through thick and thin, you know, instead of just having a 10-year friendship where you haven't talked about anything deep at all. How does that happen?
You just explained what like unconditional love is and said that only women get it. And that's just so fucking heartbreaking. Because you're like, why do they get this? You mean, why do they get to love? Why do they get to be love? Get to
just connect with each other? It's just connection. Just
loving and being loved. And I still can't understand how a man can be so loyal and best friends to a guy for like half of his fucking life. And yet have never had an emotional connection.
Right? And turns out that nigga ain't even got your back.
How do you bestow so much loyalty to someone and there's been no exchange of emotional connection? Imagine how much stronger you could make your bond if you had some emotional connection.
Yeah. You mean like Spartans and Romans and shit?
That y'all could get the chopper sent on this podcast. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to do my due diligence.
I'm wearing my patriarchal cape.
I'm sorry. Achilles and Patrick was the cousins. It's fine.
She said they were cousins. It's fine.
What?
Sarcasm entrance was just damn.
It's. Ooh, this chapter in my life has been called Compassion Masks.
Yeah. Ugh. It's rough out here, bruh.
It's too deep to get into.
Do it.
From my personal perspective, like, my dad, like, was not around. I was raised by a single mom. Don't have any brothers. Didn't have, like, any close male anything that wasn't like a strew of boyfriends that did various abusive things to my mom and to me, you know what I mean? And then you get a hold of a man that loves you and you have no idea how to love them back, and they have no idea how to be loved. They have no idea how to express how they want to be loved. They have no idea how to express the feelings that they're feeling because they've never been taught to, and they're just trapped in their brains. And it's like, it goes back to that perfect trap of patriarchy where it like it seems like men are like fine, when in reality the imbalance really did disconnect us all, and disconnection is so disruptive on a molecular level. And the way,
and that's where generational trauma comes from,
exactly. And the way spiritual trauma with me, that men don't feel and men aren't capable of feeling, like the way I really inherently believed that is like, I'm ashamed, not ashamed because like, you know, growing and changing or whatever, but like it is just like a perfect fucking circle. And it's so sad that even great accomplishments are, like you said, immediately affected by this imbalance.
Yeah, it's crazy. The inert competition between masculine folks to prove their masculinity, and it's continuously stoked by society, become less in touch with your emotions and more in tune with the perception of what a man is. I mean, like, that sounds like a trap to me.
It's shitty because it doesn't matter if you're a masculine male or a feminine male, you're fucked.
Yeah, it really is.
And I mean, women are so fucked because, you know, we've just been suppressed, but at least we have community.
Yeah, yeah. For real. For real. Men just get booked to do Fast and Furious 11 with the same lines. And they're like, yo, dog, you cool with this, right? We got some new energy in this movie, bruh. But you doing the same lines, same situations. You cool with that? Anything y'all want to say before we get on out of here in this episode?
I did, but you distracted me with Jason Momoa. I had a really good point after you said all your stuff, and then you said that. And
immediately just went to man titties in your face.
No.
No.
I don't know what I went to. I like his personality. He's like goofy, and because I'm not a big fan of like hard muscles. It's not my bag, but it's the personality for me.
Okay, that's fair.
That's fair. Package.
All right, y'all. Well, this particular episode, we talked about a We Are Man Enough podcast episode, where they had a transgender person who was on the cover of Men's Health, and they were kind of talking about some of the experiences that this person had. Yeah, definitely a good episode. Next week, we're going to be talking about boundaries and how more masculine folks don't really respect their boundaries that well. And it creates a principle where you end up in the next relationship and the next friendship, and you're like, okay, well, I can just keep this same energy up. Like, I can just keep missing my boundaries and it'll be fine. It's not going to be fine, but we'll talk about that next week. Thank you for checking out our podcast and being vulnerable with us today, everybody. If there was a specific point in the pod that inspired you, made you laugh, or made you think, please put that in the comments below with a timestamp so we can start vibing with our listeners. We talked to a few of you last week and are super excited to keep it going for this week. If you're listening to this podcast on an audio platform, please head over to iTunes, find our podcast, Vulnerabilities with Devin Vox. Go to this episode and leave us a review. 5 stars and positive comments will go a long way in helping our podcast succeed. Lastly, if you are checking this out on YouTube, please hit that like and subscribe button so you'll be notified every single time we drop videos on our channel. Other than that, we'll catch you next week, y'all. Peace!